Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Romans, the 10th chapter, and let's release our faith and believe for the word, for the hour. I'm thinking we should start a new series this evening. And I was impressed some weeks ago about this. And like always, we, of course, we've been doing this a little while, and the Lord's given us things all along, but I'm believing for new light. I'm believing for revelation, things we haven't seen, things we haven't understood, and then being able to become a full doer of what we have seen and known and see the results in our lives. Romans chapter 10, actually, go to Acts 13. Let's do it this way. Acts 13, and maybe we'll work our way over to Romans. Acts 13, now we've been on Hear and Be Healed for some weeks now. And actually, this is a development of that. It's a different series, but it just flows out of that into this. And we had talked repeatedly the importance of the Word of God and of what you hear and how you hear it. And if you hadn't been with us, how many would recommend that they go get those and they listen to them and feed on them? I'm telling you, you can be healed while you listen to it. And what the Lord said about healings happening, that's still going on. That flows in what we're about to get into right now. You'll see it. That hadn't changed, and we're not through with that. That's continuing and should only increase. People are being healed, and healings are the occasion of the healing is increasing. But in Acts 13, notice this. Acts 13 and 44, they came and preached the good news to the Jews, the Jewish people, in the synagogues. And so they were intrigued by it, and they wanted to hear more. And so so Paul told them, well, we'll be here next Sabbath. And so then the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the Word of God. Word had gotten around about last Sabbath. And that guy, Paul, that was down there, what he was preaching about Jesus and the resurrection and all those things. So, man, they had maybe the biggest turnout they'd ever had at this synagogue and at this place. Almost the whole city to hear the Word of God. Verse 45, and when the Jews saw it, the multitudes, they were ecstatic because of the record attendance and couldn't even get everybody in the buildings. And everybody was so thrilled and excited. Well, should they be? Yes. But they weren't. They weren't. A whole lot of people will not be happy when God does great things if they weren't the one in the front. And if it wasn't their place that had the biggest offering or the best attendance or envy. They were filled with envy and spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Now these are the guys just 1 week ago said, this sounds pretty good. Come back and tell us some more next Sabbath. So it's not true that they have a major issue with Paul's doctrine. They're being dishonest. They're not upset primarily over what he's teaching and preaching. They're upset because he's had twice, three times, 10 times the crowd they've ever had. And because there's excitement throughout the whole city and they're not the ones speaking. And they've been there in that city for 40 years. Which means you care more about your perceived place and people's estimation of you than you do people getting helped. That's ugly. I said, that's ugly. And not only were they got up and started contradicting, they're blaspheming. They're attributing. One of the key things you'll see when people blaspheme is attributing works of God to the devil. That's serious business. When people accused what Jesus was doing, which was the work of the Holy Spirit, and accused it of being of the devil, that's when he warned them that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit wouldn't be forgiven. Well, you need to watch. Saying something's of the devil, it really needs to be of the devil. If you say something that's of the Holy Spirit is of the devil, you're treading on dangerous ground. And that's what they're doing. They're saying this message is not of God. Well, it is of God. They're saying this ministry is not of God. Contradicting, blaspheming. Verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and threw political correctness out the window. Now, see, a lot of people think at this point a good minister should go, oh, now come on, don't be upset. We can all get along. This can all be fine. Just sit down, come on, let me explain it to you. That ain't what they said. That ain't what they said. They waxed bold. And they said, it was necessary that the Word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Who judged them unworthy of everlasting life? They did. God didn't do this to them. The devil didn't do this to them. They did this to themselves. So we got into some, it kept coming up though. I believe the Lord gave me this phrase on the previous series. Our entire life, including our eternity, will be the result of our response to the Word of God. If you receive the gospel, believe and are baptized, you'll be saved. If you reject the gospel and put it away from you, you'll be condemned and judged and lost. Whose choice was that? It's based on heaven or hell. Eternity is based on our response to the Word of God. Are they hearing the true Word of God out of Paul's mouth here? Are they hearing the good news? Yes. The gospel is the Holy Spirit on him, giving him utterance, and they despised it and they blasphemed it. It's not time to try to, you know, make nice with them. They're despising and doing despite unto the Holy Spirit. They're, you know, rejecting the most precious message, the most precious sacrifice, the greatest thing that God's ever done for mankind. They're throwing it away. He said, you judged yourself unworthy of it. We're going to go to the Gentiles. And all the Gentiles said, amen. Woo! Hallelujah! Uh-huh. We don't really know what exactly we are. We're a mix. All of us. But now our genealogy is easy to keep up with. Yes. I am born of God. Yes. God's my father.
Yes.
Jesus is my brother.
Yes.
That's who I am.
Yes.
And by faith in him, we are the seed of Abraham. And heirs according to the promise. Oh, anybody happy about that besides me? He said, we're going to turn to the Gentiles. Now notice this. Notice the next verse. For so the Lord commanded us, saying, I've set you to be a light of the Gentiles. He didn't just say it, He gave them scripture for it. That you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Keep reading. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. And they glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of God was published throughout all the region. A move of God. Thousands coming into the church, being saved. Hallelujah. Notice what happened. The first group established religion around there. Doctors of the law rejected the message. He said, you've judged yourself unworthy of it. Hey, we came to you first. We offered it to you first. Now, we're going to go to somebody that'll take it. You don't want it. These Gentiles want it. We're going to go to the Gentiles. And when they said it, there was shouting in the back. There was shouting outside the synagogue. Shouting all around. Almost the whole city came out. Come on, you see what I'm saying? Almost the whole city. There's people everywhere. Not Jewish. All kind of folks from all kind of places. And when he said, we're going to the Gentiles. We're going to preach this message to the Gentiles. The Gentiles said, huh? What? What? He's coming to us? Oh, come on, come on. Come on, preach to us. We'll hear it. We'll receive it. They were glad. Come on, look at that verse again. Verse 48, when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. And they glorified the word of the Lord, and people got saved. Miracles. How many know the new birth is a miracle? Miracles happened. Hallelujah. When they heard it, they were glad. Turn with me to two verses. I mean, we need to lay some more foundation. Romans 15, then I think we're going to 1 Peter 1. Romans 15, are you there? And 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me life.